This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. South Korea's government calls illegal abortion an immoral medical practice. Doctors protesting the law there reveal a secret about an abortion myth. Just as in America before Roe, there are never really many so-called back-alley abortions. Many older Americans know that, as in South Korea today, it was doctors who did the abortions illegally. That made doctors unable to refer abortion problems to hospitals. And so the back-alley myth was used to keep doctors from being prosecuted, just as in Korea today. Evangelical Christians were met with a formal state dinner after being invited to the White House Monday. There, President Trump said government attacks on communities of faith are over and called for a defense of the sanctity of life. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Jeremiah Thomas died Saturday. The teen's lifelong wish for an end to abortion garnered him both praise and crude ridicule and condemnation. He turned both good and bad comments back to his life goal of America with no more abortion. And the Smithsonian Institute is resisting calls to depose Margaret Sanger from its Struggle for Justice exhibit. Sanger was an openly eugenic racist who also happened to be the founder of Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.